Hello, can anyone hear me this time? Oh, there we go. I don't know why. But anyways, so good evening. It is the story time that is supposed to be happening like an hour ago. But anyway, there's some technical difficulties. So the story we have tonight was picked out by Kit. And before I start this story, I just wanted to say that the story time is in fact for adults, for 18 older. Just putting that out there. No reasons at all. So here we go. The men could hear the roaring engine long time before they could actually see the car. The road meandered through an isolated mountain area, and the nearest neighbors were many miles away. Finally, they watched the Range Rover take the last turn and drive up towards the hunting lodge. The unicorns began to neigh, but were quickly silenced by their owners. It was Friday, late afternoon, and the heat was intense. The car stopped in front of a group of men, and out stepped a very large and completely black man with an aura of great authority. "He looks like a Zul tribal chief," one of the men thought. Instinctively, some of them stepped back and bumped into the men behind them. The big man smiled when he saw that he had made an impression. "Hello there, are you the hunting party belonging to Vosto?" he said. One of the men replied, "Sir, yes, I am Mr. Vosto. You must be Mr. E. Thank you for coming so far." "Vosto, no problem. I was actually not so far away, anyway, and I intended to stay nearby for my own business and pleasure." His roaring laughter for some reason made the men nervous. "Did you bring the goods, Mr. E?" asked Vosto. "Of course. I just wanted to see you gentlemen before I give away my treasure." Behind the dark windows of the Range Rover, Bear watched the six men waiting for her. It was almost like their eyes could penetrate the metal of the car. Most of them seemed like ordinary rich people, well-groomed and wearing expensive hunting clothes. But one of them looked different, a very tall and muscular guy with a vicious face and rather shabbily dressed. He meant trouble, she was sure. "Well, gentlemen, perhaps you would like to meet my wife." Again, the roaring laughter rang through the mountains. The confirmation was unanimous. The impatience suddenly seemed intense. The big black man went to the back seat door, opened it, and took a hold of a leash. Pulling at it, he dragged Bear out into the open in front of the six attentive men. "Wow," was the immediate reaction. Bear was dressed in heels, stockings, G-string, and push-up bra. Around her neck was a spiked collar to where the leash was attached. In her mouth was a red ball gag. Her arms were handcuffed in front of her, and her ankles were in chains, short but long enough to allow her to take small steps. She looked nervously at the men who seemed ready to rape her. The men watched this almost naked woman with a terrific body. Their lusty eyes tracked her long curvy legs, the bubble butt, the big 38D tits, the beautiful face, full lips, sexy long dark brown hair, and big, fearful blue eyes looking back at them. They could hardly wait. She could see movements inside their pants. "Well, gentlemen, do you like what you see?" her husband asked. "Oh, yeah," seemed to be the common response. "Perhaps one of you fine gentlemen wants a sample before we enter the final agreement." The big, vicious-looking guy stepped forward. "Yeah, I would certainly like a sample of that gorgeous slut. Do you mean I can take a test drive? Fuck her?" "She's all yours for 5 minutes, sir," Mr. E said, and handed over the leash. He knew he could drive a harder bargain after a short demonstration of his wife's special abilities. "But remember, this is my precious and beautiful wife, and I want her to stay that way. No permanent marks are allowed, no unnecessary use of violence, nothing broken, no hospital needed afterwards. Do we agree?" "Certainly. Now come here, bitch." The big guy pulled the leash and dragged Bear a few meters away from the group. He pulled up the leash so that she had to tiptoe and placed his ugly face a few inches from her face. "Now, bitch, do you exactly what I want? If not, you will regret it deeply. Do you understand?" Bear nodded with a horror-stricken expression in her pretty face. Now get on your knees. You know what to do, slut. Bear kneeled as ordered. She watched as the man opened his trousers and pulled out a huge, erect dick and slammed her with it. Then he pulled out her ball gag. Get on with it. Obediently, Bear took the cock in her little mouth and started sucking. Even though it was at least 8 inches long, she managed to take it all in, making the owner very happy. She sucked eagerly to avoid punishment. Wow, this slut is a great cocksucker. You did not exaggerate her skills in that respect, said the big man while he grabbed Bear's head and made her gag violently until her face turned red. Thank you, sir. It seems that you have a natural talent in handling women. She was so close to fainting when the man let go of her that she inhaled air like a vacuum cleaner, coughing but not daring to spit. Well, she is great with her mouth, but I am mostly looking forward to test her cunt. Rumor has it that it's like both fucking and getting a blowjob at the same time. Rumor is right. But it depends on your own size. I would say, though, that you have no problems in that respect, the man said while looking at the big cock that had just rammed into the throat of his wife. Get down like the bitch you are and turn that ass against me. Now it's a test drive time, the big guy said with a horny grin. The other men laughed and cheered. Go get her. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her hard. The man kneeled behind Bear, dragged down her small panties, and grabbed her groin. Wow, she's all wet. Such a horny bitch. Ready for more? The big man, who she would later come to know as George, placed his cock on her lips and fucked his way into Bear's pussy. He pushed too hard and missed her uterus, banging at the end of her vagina. He fucked her brutally, like in a frenzy. Ow, Bear cried. No, it hurts too much. Her husband intervened. If you want to feel her special feature, you need to be less forceful. Let me show you. He pushed the man away, kneeled behind Bear, unleashed his big black cock, and shoved it inside her. Hard, but less brutal than George. He then pushed her body down so her face lay on the ground and her stomach on her thighs. You see this angle she is in? You need like a 30-degree attack angle in order to direct your cock inside her womb. You will immediately feel the difference. Oh, now I'm all the way in, said her husband while he fucked her in front of the strangers. And certainly his big black cock was moving in and out of not only her vagina, but also her uterus. She could not help getting aroused herself. Please have a go, sir, said her husband, moving away, and made an elegant gesture. So the man was invited to fuck the slave wife. He once more penetrated Bear, this time following the advice, and his face was beaming with intense joy. I get it. This is fucking terrific. Wow, she's so tight. And it feels exactly like someone's sucking on the dick while I fuck her. Guys, this is fabulous, he said to his comrades, while he was slowly moving in and out of Bear's cunt, absorbed and enjoying the extraordinary feeling. Okay, you have had your test run. Now we must discuss the financial matters, her husband said, and made another gesture. So the big man pulled out and stood up. He grabbed Bear by the hair and dragged her face close to his cock. Well, I assume that she can complete her task while you and Mr. Vosto arrange the details, the big man asked. Business is business. No more sampling before we reach a final agreement. Bear, come over here and suck my cock while we finalize matters with these fine gentlemen. He took a hold of her leash and dragged her away, following Mr. Vosto to a wooden table on the terrace of the hunting lodge. Bear knew what to do. She moved under the table and started sucking her husband while he was selling her for the weekend. Bear could still taste her husband's cum in her mouth as she watched him drive down the road and disappear, leaving her for 2 days with 6 lecherous and sadistic men. She was to be their slave, completely submissive, and obeying any orders or fulfilling any kinky ideas they could think of. Bear knew only too well that if they had any complaints to tell her husband after the weekend, she would be severely punished. Not by Mr. E himself, but by his servants, who were extremely cruel. They loved to make her scream in agony for hours. The thought terrified her. She would do her best to satisfy these strangers. Nothing could be worse than to be tortured by the African servants. The men gathered around her, tearing off her bra and panties and groping her voluptuous body. These big tits are natural, aren't they, bitch? Asked one of the men while he was squeezing them hard. Yes, sir, they are natural, squeaked Bear, and whimpered as he pinched her sensitive nipples hard with a sadistic grin. One man said, Well, how are we planning this? Should we start slowly or what? How do we share her? I want to fuck her now. I need to finalize what I began an hour ago, shouted the big shabby guy, and pushed her to the ground. He fucked his huge cock into Bear's tight pussy from behind and pushed it all the way into her womb. Then he began to fuck her in deep, hard strokes. Oh my God, this is so great. Unbelievable. Mr. Vosto grabbed her hair, lifted her head, and fucked his big cock into her mouth. She was being penetrated by both ends. She felt hands grabbing her tits and pinching her nipples and finding their way into her tight little asshole. Love those big tits. I want that super tight asshole. God, she's a great cocksucker. You guys, just wait, shouted Vosto. Ah, screamed the big guy, fucking her when he came violently. She could feel his cum exploding inside her womb, overflowing her ovaries, filling her pussy, splooshing out of her stuffed hole and running down her thighs as he continued to fuck her. Right after, Mr. Vosto came in her mouth, spouting a stream of thick sperm right down her throat. Swallow that, bitch, he shouted and slapped her ass. George, get off. I want to fuck her, too. George was being dragged out of Bear's sloppy cunt, and another took immediately his place. Extremely excited, he missed the target and banged against the bottom of her little vagina, making her scream in pain. Wait, Tony, you have to be slow if you want to feel her the right way. Remember her husband's demonstration, said George. You need a steeper angle and slower movement. Then you will hit target. Tony calmed down and concentrated on fucking Bear the right way. He only needed very little target practice before hitting bullseye and forcing his big cock through the mouth of her uterus. Wow, that bitch has some cunt. I will never stop fucking her. Bear felt his big cock move faster and faster. He slammed violently against her ass and his dick moved in and out of her womb, stimulating him like he had never tried before. Meanwhile, one more guy was face-fucking her throat. They all seemed to have king-size cocks, thought Bear. Luckily for her, none of them did last long, for they were extremely lecherous and needed relief so badly. Two more huge sperm loads were shot inside her tight orifices. The two last men took turns switching between her mouth and cunt. This cunt is so amazing. I have fucked hundreds of women, but nobody gets close to this slut. The guy fucking her cunt for the third time said, Yeah, we better keep her alive so we can rent her another time, grinned the other man, who was fucking her throat. They both enjoyed to slap her ass and pinch her nipples while they used her holes. Hey, we are still two guys who haven't fucked her super cunt. Get off her. You've had your turn, one guy raged. Relax, Evol. We still need to come. You've had the whole weekend to fuck her, replied one of the men. Shortly after, the guy and her cunt came violently. Oh, this is so good. God, I'm coming like never before. Evol, the impatient onlooker, quickly penetrated her sperm-filled pussy, making the others laugh. Don't panic, Evol. Take it easy. Evol was not as well endowed as the other men and could hardly touch her womb with the tip of his dick. Eager to please him, Bear turned over and laid on her side, lifting the upper leg. Please, sir, take me from the side. This is better for you, she whispered as the men were laughing out loud at Evol's apparent disability. Evol immediately followed her advice, pushed her upper leg forwards and moved in between her buttocks, which would allow him 1 or 2 inches deeper penetration. Whoa, she's so great. My God, this is so great, Evol moaned. The change of position and the fact that Evol's short cock was very thick suddenly made Bear feel her own climax storming out through her body. They both came at the same time. Oh, yes, fuck me, sir. Fuck me. Oh, I'm coming. Bravo, Evol. You made the bitch come. Good job. Evol was beaming from pride. Within the first hour, Bear had received 6 sperm loads in her mouth and 5 in her pussy. Now, the last first nighter for her cunt moved in for his fill of her dripping hole. But this guy named Booty chose differently. Judging from your other's reactions, I am sure this slut has a superb pussy, but look at that twat, fucked open as a whole hell and dripping with jizz. I think I will take the back door. Oh no, thought Bear, it hurt so much. Of course she knew that eventually her tight ass would be game, but she preferred to postpone the pain as long as possible. This was way too early. "Get up, bitch," Booty shouted, took Bear by her hair, and lifted her up into standing position. Her arms and legs were still shackled. Her face, hair, back, and thighs were full of sperm. She was a mess. "You surely look like a bitch, fucked by 6 men in face and twat and smeared in sperm. You are a true slut, aren't you, bitch? Reply to me," he said, and smacked her face while he was holding her hair. "Yes, sir. Tell me you're a slut." "I'm a slut, sir." "You're an anal slut, aren't you?" "No, sir," she replied thoughtlessly, not seeing the trap waiting for her. "Well, then, we better do something about it. You don't like anal, bitch, do you?" No, sir," she whispered, now aware of the game he was setting up. "Great. Just what I want to hear. You're going to be fucked so badly in your little ass, bitch. I love to rape high-class bitches like you and inflict so much pain in their tight assholes. Tell me you want to fuck you in the ass, slut." "Oh, no, sir. Please don't harm me," she sobbed. "Please, anything else, sir. I have paid $20,000 for this, and I want to get the full benefit for my investment. Kneel, bitch, on your knees." He broke off a branch from a tree and asked the other guys to hold her firmly on the ground, shackled arms and legs stretched out. Then he started whipping her ass with the branch. "Oh, no, sir. Oh, it hurts. Please stop, sir. Please. Oh, no," she cried, her heart out while the beating took place. Then he stopped. "Now, bitch, what do you want? More spanking, or are you looking forward to having my big cock in your sweet little ass?" She cried uncontrollably. "Please, sir, anything else, anything, oh no." He started whipping her again, each lash making red stripes on her ass, thighs, and back. Then he threw the branch away, opened his pants, and sat down on her thighs. "Hold her, guys, I'm going to tear the tight ass apart." The men held her firmly on the ground while she was screaming in panic. Booty spit on his hand, smeared the spit on his big cock and on her asshole, and then started working his way in. "Oh, it hurts, it hurts. Oh, please don't." She was sobbing and crying while the big cock was fucked longer and longer inside her ass. It was so painful. Booty had the most sadistic grin on his face, clearly enjoying her agony. "Oh, this is so good, tight ass. I'm almost all the way in," grunted Booty as he worked hard for penetration. Finally, his crotch touched Bear's bubble butt. He sat up and smacked her ass. "Now, you pretentious bitch, you are truly fucked, aren't you? My big cock is all the way up your tight ass. Tell me you love it." He leaned over and started fucking her again slowly, then faster and faster. He pulled out so only his cock head was inside her ass, and then he slammed his organ all the way down, brutally raping her ass. She was screaming her heart out. Finally, Booty came, filling her with a huge load of thick sperm. "God, it's so good to fuck high-class sluts like you. This is going to be a great weekend." The men let go of her limbs, and Bear curled up naked, sobbing and thinking in horror about the rest of the weekend. Sperm was oozing out of all of her abused holes. "Oh, God, how am I going to stand up to this? They are so cruel." Bear was laying on the grass in front of the hunting lodge in a faraway forest, naked, curled up, crying, with sperm oozing out of her sore mouth, cunt, and ass. She had swallowed huge loads from all 6 men raping her. Her back, buttocks, and loins were full of red stripes from painful spanking with a tree branch. Her arms and legs were still shackled with handcuffs. Cakes of sperm covered her face, back, groin, and legs. It was just 2 hours ago her husband had driven off with a bag full of payment for her services and left her behind to be used and abused by 6 strangers for a full weekend. The party had just rented her was so cruel. How was she going to stand up against this? She had already gone through hell in just 2 hours, and she had to please them for another 2 days. She sobbed in her misery. That stopped dramatically when a jet of ice-cold water hit her back. She screeched in surprise and convulsed by the shock. The men laughed at her very feminine reaction. "Wakey, wakey, bitch, it's time for a clean-up." She recognized the voice of Booty, the man that had spanked her so cruelly and raped her ass so bad. Oh, God, what was he up to now? The water was cut off, and Booty stepped closer to his defenseless victim, laying naked in the grass. "You're such a dirty bitch. We better clean you up before we throw you for the unicorns." The unicorns? No, she thought. The strong water jet hit her sensitive skin again, cleaning her body from face to feet from the sperm. She was howling and screaming, but to no effect. The men cleaned her thoroughly with the cold water, especially in her crotch. Well, well, what do we have here? A naked bitch, all cleaned up on the outside. But what about the inside? You are so full of sperm, you dirty bitch. You are such a slut. We better clean you up completely. Several men took hold of her body and turned her around on her back, pushing her long legs almost to her shoulders, leaving her ass and cunt open and ready for whichever action. The sadistic booty stuck the nozzle up her vagina. Now, bitch, you need to be thoroughly cleaned in your tight little holes. The water gushed into her sore cunt, and it hurt so much. The icy stream was terrible to feel inside of her. She screamed her heart out, the water filling her up and then flushed out of her opening. Such a good girl. You understand that we need to clean you. We can't mix human and unicorn sperm. Terrified, she looked booty into his eyes. Yes, you are going to be a real bitch. We have 12 unicorns needing relief, but I have to clean you up completely before we throw you at them. He stuck the nozzle up her sore ass. No, no, sir. No, please, no. The icy cold water fucked its way into her bowels, and it hurt so much. Ooh, this is bad. She felt her bowels react against the cold water, giving her cramps inside her stomach. Now, bitch, let's see how far you can flush that water. Booty put her in unicorn position, so her ass was sticking up. Bear felt the pressure inside to let the water go to get relief. No, this was too embarrassing. Suddenly, she felt a cock penetrating her asshole once again. No lube, no relief. Oh, it hurts. Hey, guys, this is great. Fucking this stupid bitch with her ass full of cold water is so good. Anybody want to try it? When Booty withdrew from her ass, Bear could not control it anymore, but had to let the water go. A brown jet stream of water splashed out of her tight anus in a perfect arc, hitting ground several meters away. The audience applauded. You dirty bitch, you just spread all your shit on our front lawn. Naturally, the other 5 men also wanted to fuck her ass while she was full of cold water. Bear was refilled 6 times in her butt, only to let all the men penetrate and fuck her ass, and then relieved herself by an increasingly transparent water jet stream. Well, bitch, it seems you are cleaned up inside. Now we want to give you an option. We are going to barbecue for dinner. You will suck us all well during and after the meal. If you do not perform well, we will throw you to the unicorns that will use you, as you have never been fucked before. Do you understand? Bear looked terrified into his cold blue eyes and nodded. Yes, sir, I understand. Then suck me, bitch, and do it well. Being shackled, Bear crawled as best she could towards him and sat on her knees. She reached out with her slender hands and carefully grabbed his cock inside his pants. She pulled it out and placed her beautiful lips on the cockhead. Bear wanted to give him the best blowjob ever so she would not be thrown to the unicorns. Kneeling under the table, she had to suck all 6 men during dinner. At least they did not spank her or fuck her ass. It seemed that things were getting quieter. Little did Bear know of her slaver's plans for the evening. Well, guys, I think this little slut did a great job in sucking. Don't you all think so? The men approved of that. Then Booty said, Now I want to see some evening entertainment while I digest. I say, let the unicorns loose. They deserve some fucking as well, don't they? Yeah, the other guy said. Bear panicked. No, sir, please don't. I have been good to you. Please don't let the unicorns loose. You promised. Just a few moments after, she found herself tied up to the wooden buck that fixated her limbs and allowed full entry into her cavities in perfect unicorn height. No, sir. No, sir. Please help me. Don't let the unicorns loose. Please. The red ball gag was reintroduced to her mouth. 3 unicorns were released and were running towards the humans. They recognized their masters, but also registered something else. Something smelling like a bitch in heat. Not 100% as they were used to, but enough to make the unicorns curious. With horror, Bear watched the 3 unicorns that came running against her. They were very large and powerful unicorns. There in front of them was this human bitch. No clothing, tied up, making strange sounds and all shaking. Very interesting. One unicorn snuffed his nose up her cavity, which made her flinch. No, no, call them back. Don't do this, Bear begged. But as she had the ball gag in her mouth only incomprehensible babble came out. Well, rumor has it that you're an expert in fucking apes, a gorilla specialist. What is wrong about unicorns? Don't you fancy animals? Please, sir, I have never been fucked by unicorns before. Please save me. Please don't do this. We have paid a lot of money for your services, bitch, and we want full profit. Now we will turn you into a real bitch. He pulled the ball gag back in her mouth. The three unicorns circled around Bear and sniffed her crotch, armpits, face, and asshole. Two of them began to lick her butt and pussy. The third unicorn began to lick her tits. Even though she hated the situation, she began to feel the effects of the strong physical stimulation. The rough unicorn tongues were very efficient. Come on, unicorns, fuck the bitch. Jump on her. Then she felt a heavy unicorn mounting her and something wet between her thighs. It pushed on the entrance to her sore pussy. No, she tried to protest, but the ball gag was in the way. The unicorn began to fuck her. She felt the wet stiffness against her thighs, buttocks, and then suddenly inside her. The unicorn was inside her. The big unicorn was very well endowed, and the big cock painfully stretched her pussy to the limit, and it fucked her incredibly fast. It even penetrated her womb. Bear had very mixed feelings. She hated the unicorn and the men, but the big cock fucking her like an express train was so good. Soon her instincts and libido overpowered her mind, and she started to orgasm. The men gathered around the copulating couple. Booty removed her gag. Ooh, ow, ooh, she could not help but to moan loudly. I think this bitch is really enjoying getting fucked by her unicorn, Tony. Why don't you fuck her mouth? You and the unicorn would make a great fuck team. Seconds after Tony put his erect cock in Bear's mouth and fucked her throat, while his own unicorn fucked her cunt, the other men applauded. Then suddenly the unicorn stopped the fornication, still with his cock inside her, and Bear felt something huge starting to grow in her tight pussy. What is that? It was very painful, but also extremely stimulating. She totally forgot to suck Tony's cock and came like a freight train. Oh! Slam! Tony hit her face with his hand. Suck that cock, bitch. You seem to enjoy my unicorn way too much. Bear had to concentrate on sucking cock as the unicorn's huge knot was firmly buried in her pussy, and it was so great. Oh, God, she came again and again. Then she felt a huge load filling her up completely. The unicorn had so much cum. The hot jizz was electrifying and made her orgasms even harder. Bear sounded like she was giving birth, producing deep guttural sounds that impressed the audience. She roars like a lion. Look at that dirty bitch. She's so perverted, coming all the time. She loves being fucked by a unicorn. Tony reached his peak and his sperm washed down her throat, but Bear hardly noticed it. She was completely absorbed in the big knot that was making her vagina feel like a balloon. Oh God, this is so good. Finally, she could feel the knot shrink and the unicorn withdrew from her. The unicorn sperm was flushing out of Bear's battered pussy and made a big pool of glittery rainbow sperm between her knees. With great interest, the men looked at her cunt. Look at that hole. It's wide open. You could put a fist inside her. Great idea. Why don't we? Booty, as ever the leading sadist, began to force his huge hand inside Bear's pussy. That hurt. Booty's fist was even bigger than the knot on the unicorn cock. No, it hurts. Please stop. Suddenly, her mouth was stuffed with a big cock that face fucked her throat while the big fist was destroying her pussy. Booty fucked Bear raw with his big fist and buried it completely in her overstretched vagina. This was pure, violent pain for her. Oh, she cried and moaned while she was double tag teamed. Hey, Booty, don't destroy her completely. She has to last the whole weekend. You are right. Let's get another unicorn for this filthy bitch. She felt the big unicorn cock inside her, fucking like frenzy. The pain from the fist fucking was gradually replaced by horniness. Incredibly, Bear was about to orgasm just a few minutes after the extremely painful fist rape. Her crying was replaced by lecherous moaning. She was coming again and again. She is really incredible. From pain to orgasm in less than 2 minutes. The unicorn knotted Bear and filled her with his hot sperm. And again, she felt like her cunt and womb were electrified. She almost fainted from the orgasm. The unicorn jumped down from her and stood behind her, still with his cock firmly locked to her pussy. That gave Tony an idea. Her cunt hole is destroyed for the rest of the evening, I think, but I want to fuck that tight ass right now. Tony straddled the unicorn and placed his throbbing cock at Bear's little asshole. He forced his way through her tight sphincter and buried his big cock in her ass. She was screaming, but another cock in her mouth silenced the slut. Now Bear had three cocks inside her little body. Adding Tony's big cock to the pressure of the unicorn knot was overstretching Bear's fragile body. It hurt. Tony fucked her sore ass, fast and furious. You fucking dirty bitch. You love big cock in all your holes, don't you? You are such a horny slut. Suddenly, the unicorn withdrew from Bear's cunt, and once more a huge load of rainbow, glittery unicorn jizz splashed out of her battered hole. Tony pulled his cock out of her ass and stuffed it in her wide open hole. Wow, she certainly expanded. I can hardly feel her cunt, but the womb is still working fine. Oh, this is good. Tony's load mixed up with the liters of unicorn sperm still inside Bear's inner organs. Three more men fucked her raw in ass and cunt before the next unicorns were allowed to mount her. This continued for the rest of the evening. By late night time, Bear had been fucked by 12 tag teams of unicorns and their owners. The unicorn fucked her cunt and the owner her throat, and from time to time another third cock was raping her ass. Finally, Booty cleaned her up with the water hose, and she got something to eat and drink. Bear had a good night's sleep, shackled to her bed. Her body sent mixed signals of pain and distress, but also the pleasure of falling in numerous huge orgasms. Next morning, Bear was rudely awoken and had to make breakfast for the whole party, stark naked, only wearing an apron. The men sitting in the kitchen commented on her body, her slutty behavior yesterday, and the red stripes on her buttocks from the spanking. Bear was so embarrassed. After having served the food, she had to suck each and every cock during the meal, kneeling under the table. Having swallowed six big loads of sperm, she wasn't hungry anymore. "Oh, that was good," said Booty after he delivered the last load into Bear's mouth. "Now, bitch, come here and bend over so I can inspect your slut holes." Bear did as ordered and felt shameful, standing in a humiliating position and feeling his fingers slide her ass and pussy. Impressive, not a wound or scratch to be seen. How many times was this slut fucked yesterday? The men discussed the matter while Bear kept her bent position. Six men at least six times, and 12 unicorns. Difficult to be exact, but 50 to 60 fucks at least. Bear, are you sore when I fuck you with my fingers? Booty put two fingers in her ass and three in her pussy. A little, sir. And you are already steaming wet in your pussy. Are you looking forward to being fucked a lot today? Well, I don't know, sir. Bear blushed and felt utterly betrayed by her own pussy. Another man suggested Bear should demonstrate her sucking skills on a unicorn, and the other men applauded. Bear looked terrified. Oh, please, please don't. I have never done that to a unicorn before. Tears were rolling down her cheeks. But the men took no pity. A unicorn was fetched. The big unicorn was looking at Bear with an eager expression, moaning and licking. He certainly remembered that he had fucked this bitch yesterday, and he was ready for another mating. The unicorn started growling. Bear took a step back. Look at that, the unicorn is dominating the bitch. The men laughed at the scenery. The huge animal continued growling and followed her as she withdrew across the kitchen. Help me, he's gonna bite me, help me. He won't harm you if you just follow his orders, bitch. He thinks he owns you now, after he fucked you yesterday. You better do what he wants you to do. She was terrified that he would bite her and stiffen completely. Then the big unicorn suddenly seemed to lose patience and neighed very loud, which scared the shit out of the terrified naked woman. He took her arm in his big mouth, which he could see was full of very big teeth. He dragged her downwards and she followed, not daring to protest or flee. She had to kneel. Once her hand reached the floor, the unicorn released her arm and put his huge head on her shoulder, growling deeply. With his strong head, the unicorn pressed Bear into all fours. She was so afraid. The men were applauding. The unicorn was so tall that it actually did not need to mount Bear. He licked her pussy and growled to keep her still. She could feel the big erect cock against her pussy. Then he penetrated her and started pumping furiously. She felt the huge unicorn member going all the way into her womb. The now familiar feel of being high-speed fucked by a king-sized unicorn cock quickly changed Bear's fear into lust. The men watched with great interest as the unicorn was fucking their slave girl, and her rapid change from complete panic to lustful moaning. It was just like yesterday when she had been painfully fist-fucked and then just 2 minutes later came like a bullet train when she was pumped by Unicorn. This woman had an amazing libido. She was so lecherous by nature that even pain and fear could be easily defeated by her horniness. Meanwhile, Bear had come loudly several times. Now the Unicorn came and pumped her full of hot rainbow glitter jizz. It seemed to the men that she went into kind of an orgasmic trance, as if she was in a state of constant orgasm. Her eyes turned white and her mouth was wide open, producing those deep, guttural sounds as if she was giving birth. Actually, it was scary. Like, Bear was obsessed with demons. Finally, the Unicorn withdrew from Bear's super-stretched cunt and released a flood of sperm from her fuckhole onto the kitchen floor. "You dirty bitch, clean it up with your tongue," Booty ordered her. Bear was still far away on the wings of orgasm and did not react. Booty jumped up and smacked her ass hard. "Get moving, you horny bitch. Lick up that Unicorn sperm." He took Bear by the hair, slapped her face, and forced her down in the pool of Unicorn cum. With the other hand, he spanked her ass. Obediently, Bear started licking up the vile fluid from the floor. "Look at that dirty bitch. She loves to be fucked by unicorns, and now she sucks up Unicorn sperm. We must see her do a blowjob on a unicorn. Fetch one more, please, Tony." Tony took out the unicorn that had just fucked Bear into oblivion and came back with an even bigger one. He grinned and pointed at the animal's huge balls. They were all laughing. Booty dragged Bear across the kitchen on all fours with a solid grip in her hair and pointed at the unicorn's male organs. "Start sucking, bitch. Let us see some of your excellent mouth work on this unicorn. Get on with it. This unicorn has fucked your cunt. Now you suck him." He slapped her face again and forced her hand onto the unicorn's cock that was starting to grow. Apparently, this unicorn also remembered the bitch from yesterday. Nervously, Bear gave the unicorn a hand job until the huge cock was fully erect and almost the length of her underarm. "Now suck it, bitch," Booty commanded. She did not like the raw stench from the unicorn cock, but started licking the huge organ and finally took the head in her mouth. Again, the men applauded. The unicorn stood completely still, enjoying this new sensation. While she sucked, Bear could feel a puddle of sperm running out of her cunt from the first unicorn and forming another rainbow pool on the floor. The unicorn started spewing pre-cum into her mouth, and it tasted wonderful. Like magic. She began to masturbate the big disc with both hands while she sucked eagerly on the head. She could only get about half the length into her throat. The knot on the cock started to grow, and she knew from recent experience that the end was near. The unicorn started to move and fucked her mouth. Suddenly, she felt the sperm moving inside the cock and exploded into her mouth. And it kept on coming for what she felt was several minutes in huge splashes of glitter. There was so much jizz that she could not swallow it at all. It ran out of her mouth into her big tits and further down her body. When the unicorn had finished, she was completely smeared in thick rainbow glitter unicorn sperm. The men were absolutely fascinated by the show. Again, Bear had changed from fear to lust in no time and given the unicorn a fabulous blowjob. And I'm done. The end. Bye.